This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Opposition Democrats say President Donald Trump should be held accountable after last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. Many lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives are pushing forward on Sunday to impeach the president during his final days in office. No final decision has been made, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could introduce an impeachment resolution on Monday, accusing the president of inciting an insurrection. Wednesday's lawlessness came after President Trump spoke at a rally of his supporters, who he encouraged to head to the Capitol in a futile effort to block Congress from certifying the Electoral College in favor of President-elect Joe Biden. President-elect Biden has taken a hands-off stance on the impeachment move against the outgoing president, who has yet to concede to the election, though he has acknowledged there will be a new administration in Washington come January 20th. Two Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, have called for President Trump to resign. The president has told advisors he does not plan to do so. Congress's attending physician said Sunday U.S. lawmakers who were in lockdown last Wednesday at the Capitol likely have been exposed to the coronavirus. Dr. Brian Monahan pointed out that many House members were in protective isolation together for several hours. Monahan didn't specify how many members were in the room or who, if anyone, from the room is known to have tested positive. Many lawmakers and staff have expressed outrage as images have surfaced of Republican members of Congress not wearing masks during the lockdown. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesian aviation authorities say they have located the two black boxes from the passenger plane that crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta Saturday. The head of Indonesia's transport safety agency told reporters that the divers would look for them, hoping to retrieve them soon. The devices contain recordings of cockpit voice and flight data that could help officials understand why the Boeing 737-500 with 62 people on board crashed. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. A senior administration official made the statement this weekend. On Friday, President Trump said he would not attend the inauguration of his successor on January 20th. The U.S. state of Georgia's newly elected Democratic senator, the Reverend Raphael Warnock, took to the pulpit Sunday morning at Atlanta's famed Ebenezer Baptist Church, just as he has for the past 15 years. But this time he speaks as an incoming U.S. Congress member and the first black U.S. senator from Georgia. This is a church where civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. once preached. Israel's coronavirus vaccination campaign, the world's fastest per capita, shifted to booster shots on Sunday in a bid to protect the most vulnerable citizens by next month and ease curbs on the economy. Israelis over the age of 60, those with health problems and medical personnel, have been receiving first injections of Pfizer vaccine since December 19th. As 3 weeks have passed, they are beginning to be due for follow-up final doses. Pope Francis says the decision to get the COVID-19 vaccine is a matter of ethics. The Pope said in an interview, quote, "You are gambling with your health, with your life, but also with the lives of others." Vatican City is set to begin its vaccine campaign this week, and Pope Francis said he has already booked an appointment. A new coronavirus variant has been found in Japan in travelers from Brazil. The head of Japan's National Institute of Infectious Diseases, Takashi Wakita, said Sunday the newly discovered variant is different from the ones that have been identified in Britain and South Africa, but the three variants share a common mutation. Cuba is experiencing a coronavirus surge, according to Francisco Duran, head of epidemiology at the Ministry of Public Health. We have more on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.